In the Edge tonight, plans to build an underground metro station has some local leaders threatening to do everything possible to put the brakes on the entire project. Even as Tyson's Corner is being ripped apart to make way for the Dulles Rail extension, project leaders are bickering over the next step. Tonight, the chairman of the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority is defending the decision to put the rail station underground, even if it proves to be pricey. Stacey Cohan, following the developments out of Northern Virginia tonight. Stacey.
Well, Brian, the drama over the Dulles Rail project continues. Now, the Airports Authority Board did meet today, and the Dulles project was on their agenda. The board continues to push for the underground option, even as local leaders threaten to withdraw their support and their funding.
Think of this gaping tunnel near Tyson's as the beginning of the end. Phase one of the Metro Rail extension project that will eventually begin in Falls Church and end in Ashburn. The project is led by the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority as it brings Metro to Dulles Airport. But the Airports Authority is paying just 4.1% of the cost, yet voted for the airport portion to be underground, an option that is projected to cost significantly more than above ground rail.
It's out of the weather for a whole variety of reasons, we truly believe that it's a better option.
What you've got are members of that board who live in Maryland, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and Virginia making a decision on what is going to cost Virginia the money to finance.
You don't want to waste taxpayers' money.
I don't want to waste, well, not taxpayers' money, but I don't want to waste anybody's money.
Really? The project is sponsored in part by private landowners who have agreed to pay tax Dulles Rail and anyone taking a trip down the Greenway.
Also being financed by people who are driving in the toll lanes, and they are paying 75% of the project, and we cannot treat those lanes as though they're a cash cow.
Even the final cost is up for dispute. The project was originally priced at $2.5 billion, but the real cost is still being studied.
Some of this sparring is really over numbers that nobody really knows. And so the next step is really to know what we're arguing about.
Now, Snelling does say he is willing to sit down with Loudoun and Fairfax officials to discuss any differences over the final design and the cost. Sharon Bulova confirms, and the Airports Authority chairman are trying to coordinate a meeting before the end of the month. Brian?
All right, Stacey, as most of us know, the Dulles Rail project has been in the works for years. When it's all completed, 11 new stations will be built, extending 23 miles from the East Falls Church Station to Dulles. The extension will include four stations in Tyson's Corner. It also will have stops at Reston Town Center, Herndon, Route 606, and Ashburn. Phase one of the construction began in 2009. It's expected to be completed in 2013. No timetable has been given for when phase two will be done.